The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here. Somebody flipped a switch, Rose, yeah. And I'm ready to get out of Wisconsin already.
Holy buckets, it's cold out there.
It is cold. How are you today?
I'm cold. I'm really thinking about some warm weather destination.
Yeah, now's the time to talk travel. Let's just dream a little bit today and start planning ahead here.
Yeah, so Evan, we have a special caller, do we?
What? Somebody's calling in?
What the heck?
I don't know. Somebody's, what's going on? I'm intrigued. Okay. Hello, caller. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, wow. Steve Scafidi, you must have your days mixed up. What's going on?
No, I was trying to get, the phone wasn't working for some reason, but I am here now, Rose Gray, on this Saturday morning. Hello.
All right. Well, you know, we're just going to spoof everybody and have everybody believe that you had the days wrong or you had a really good travel question. But you and I have been scheming and planning for a fair amount of time on some come-along trip that we would like to make an announcement about, like, right now. How about that?
Absolutely. Well, you know, my last name suggests that I'm Italian and more specifically Sicilian, but I have been to Italy before, but when I first started talking with you a couple of years ago, we were talking about doing a trip together, and I said, we got to go to Italy, we got to go to Tuscany and all the great things around there, and I'm looking at this itinerary that you said, and you have actually knocked it out of the park. My wife said, this is perfect, Rose Gray.
Oh, gosh.
And she's a tough critic. This is a perfect itinerary. I'm going to let you run through this, but it is an exploration of the beautiful area of Tuscany and all the things and all the cities around it, all the cool stuff. I cannot wait to do this next September with all of the listeners out there. It's going to be a blast.
It is. So what we've come up with is a very cool concept where for the majority of the trip, which starts on the 8th of September, and we land in Florence on the 9th of September, 2023, we are going to what we call spoke and hub a trip, which means we're going to be in one central area in Montecatini in the Tuscan region, and we're just going to go out and do day trips. So what we always love to promote about river cruising and cruising in general, where you just unpack one time, on this trip, you're only going to have to unpack two times because we are going to add on at the end a two-night stay in Florence because, like Kathy said, Steve's wife, we wanted this to be absolutely perfect, and I didn't feel a trip to this region without a trip into Florence and a full day in Florence and the opportunity to go to the Accademia and see the David and all of that. So we did add two nights in Florence. So it starts on the 8th. We fly out of Chicago O'Hare. If you choose to do our air with us, that's great. If you choose to meet us in Florence, we can handle that as well. It's with our good friends at Globus Family of Brands, one of our preferred partners. And as I said, we're really just going to headquarters ourselves in Montecatini, stay at either, right now we selected the Grand Hotel de Parc. And what we always say is there's an asterisk by every hotel we ever choose, because if something would happen where management would change, ownership would change, or they can't accommodate us, we had that this past year where due to staffing, one or two of our hotels on the battlefield trip decided that they didn't want to give us bad service. And so they said, we suggest you find another hotel, but that's what we're going to do. We're going to see Lucca. We're going to see Pisa. We're going to see the Chianti Valley. We're going to test some fantastic food and some outrageously grand wine. And then, as I said, we end up in Florence a couple of days there, and we head out on the 18th of September. So rather than go step by step, day by day with the itinerary, Steve, what I suggest everybody does is join you and me on the 25th of October when we have a virtual event going through all of the details of this fabulous show.
Yeah, this is amazing, and I asked you a couple of years ago, let's do this a really cool way, and the way you described it was perfect. We're taking these day trips. I've been to Florence. It is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful, and it's been in countless films, countless movies, and TV shows, and that's just a little piece of this, and you managed to carve out some day trips that are to places I have never seen before. So for anyone who wants to go to Italy, maybe doesn't want to be on a big ship or even a river cruise, we're land-based. We're going to have some amazing food and wine like you talked about, and I love wine. I love food as an Italian. This is going to be a trip of a lifetime, and I am so excited about this. And heck, it's only 11 months from now.
That's exactly right. So you have a little time to get jacked up about it. So you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. Under the resources tab, you will see a link to vacation travel shows and events. And the very first thing there will be Explore Tuscany with Steve Scafidi, a virtual travel show on the 25th of October. And that's where we'll delve deeply into the details of this trip. We'll talk more specifically about what the day-by-day itinerary looks like, describe the hotels for you. We're a little bit too far out to go into the flights right now. As most of you know, when you do deal with major airlines, we start looking at flights 11 months from the return date. So we're almost there. So we'll do our very best to get the most expeditious and comfortable flights for everybody. But some of you may choose not to do that. And so I just recommend that you register. And then if you want more information about the trip in general, you can go to that same website, foxworldtravel.com. Under travel, you will find Fox Group Vacations. Scroll down to 2023 European Guided Tours, and you will find Steve Scafidi, September 8th, Explore Tuscany with WTMJ Steve Scafidi, and that will give you more insight as well.
Can you tell I'm excited, Rose Gray?
I'm very excited, and Steve is very right. I mean, Steve and I have been talking about this pre-pandemic and had to put it on hold and then decided, you know what, we got to move forward with this. But then I decided that with Steve's first ever trip and the fact that you've been to Italy a number of times, we had to make this super special for you as well. So we curated and crafted and worked hard to come up with something that we feel is extremely unique and something you can't just open a brochure and find.
So, Steve, we do need to take a break here. Are you going to hang around or did you work enough for a Saturday?
I've worked enough for a Saturday. Rose can handle it, but I'm so excited. Join us on the 25th. And we can get all the details, and Rose and her great team will kind of lay it out for you. But this is going to be a fun trip. This is going to be very cool. It's going to sell out because I know that some of my relatives are going to be joining me on this trip.
That'll be perfect.
Friends of the show. So we are ready to go, and I cannot wait to get back to Italy because it's a country that I love.
Perfect. Thanks for taking time on a Saturday, Steve.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
ciao.
Good talking to you. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Give us a call. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. You can ask more questions about that trip we just talked about or any type of travel that you're going to do. Thanks for listening this morning to WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 41 degrees on the way up to a high of 57. My name's Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Vacation travel shows, they do events, business travel, of course, the big group travels that they do, destination weddings. If you want to go to Disney, they can help you out. Fox World Travel pretty much does everything related to travel.
We absolutely do. And it can be something as simple as a round-trip airline ticket and something as complicated as a 270-day around-the-world cruise.
Oh, that sounds fun. Can I do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just need a few million dollars.
Do you have about $90,000 per person?
Oh, my goodness. So we just kicked off the big Steve Scafidi trip to Italy.
Yeah, super pumped about this. So as we talked about with Steve, he and I and the group team at Fox World Travel have been talking about this for a long time. We know he's been there before. We wanted to make this special. We have done a trip similar to this in the past, and it had great success. And so we tweaked it and changed it just a little bit. I love this concept of being in this one region for 7 of the 9 nights where we then get to just go out on day trips. That makes it, let me say, on the Battlefields trip that I just came off of, my last trip, I love that trip. You know I love that trip. Mm-hmm. I will always love that trip. However, you are on the move. We do mostly two-night stays, but there were a couple of one-night stays, and we are packing and unpacking and packing and unpacking, and although it was worth it, it's grueling. It's a little tiring. And this particular trip, we're going to just headquarter in Montecatini, and we're just going to stay there for 7 nights and then move on to Florence for our last two. And so I'm super excited about this. As I said, you can go on our website, foxworldtravel.com. Under travel, you will find Fox Group Vacations. You will find Explore Tuscany with WTMJ's Steve Scafidi September 8th under Europe Guided Land Tours 2023. There you can get much more information. We're going to really delve deeply on the 25th of October at 6 p.m. This right now, when you go to Steve's page, at the very, very bottom, you will see the pricing of the tour only and the air inclusive. When you go to book now, it says this event is no longer available. That will be live Monday. That will be live Monday. I'm just warning everybody that I have a sneaking suspicion this thing is going to go like crazy. So what you may want to do on Monday morning when the phones open up at Fox World Travel at 9 a.m., start placing those calls, 866-GO-FOX-GO, and let travel advisors know that you're interested and you really want to get your name on that list, because it's not like a cruise ship where I can keep adding cabins.
Right.
When the motor coach is full, the motor coach is full.
Steve Scafidi, are you going on this one personally?
We're working on my schedule right now. I have a conflict, and I'm trying to resolve the conflict. Because how can I not go with Steve Scafidi, for goodness sake?
Exactly. It is a Fox World Travel Show. We will answer your questions coming up next. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. When you're looking at, 30, or we're up to 41 now. It's still chilly. You want to get out and get away? Let's talk about that. Thanks for listening to WTMJ this morning.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. Thanks for hanging out with us on a chilly Saturday morning. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray here. Going to talk travel at 855-616-1620. That's the AccuNet Mortgage talk and text line. I don't know if we should talk about the fact that Greg Matzik's phone got ripped out of his hand.
Wow. Well, it's
London.
On Twitter, so I guess it's public knowledge.
So when you're walking around streets anywhere, anywhere you go,
exactly,
be cognizant of what's speeding by on a moped.
Except his Twitter shows that he literally was talking on it, and somebody ripped it out of his hand.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. No matter where you are, keep your head on a swivel these days.
Whoa.
All right. Let's go to phone line here. We have Lois in Port Washington. Good morning, Lois. What's your question for Rose?
Hi, I'm considering going on a Princess cruise, and it would probably be next September or October, and it's for the New England states. What I know it's impossible to predict totally, but do you have a special time? Do you think that the colors would be there? And the other question is, there's a 7 or a 10 day. The 10 day goes more into Canada and has some pluses with it. Is it worth the difference in price to stay extra 3 days?
Well, so when we do our New England trips, we try to do them around the 3rd or 4th week of September at the very, very earliest, and then as late as the 3rd week of October. Because once you get past the 3rd week of October, especially at that latitude in our country, we're probably seeing the peak has passed. So I would say for optimum, I would say 1st week or 2nd week of October. That's what I would shoot for, probably.
Okay.
The itinerary is really something you're going to have to look at. I have done only the one that does not go into Canada. I have not done the one that continues on into Montreal and all of that. And I was perfectly happy. And I happened to have a group the last time I did that, and they were all perfectly happy as well. Now, if you've got the time and you've got the money and you do want to, you know, go and see more, that's certainly something that you could look at. But I was perfectly satisfied with my 7 day New England cruise.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Lois.
I appreciate it.
Have a great day. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage talk and text line. I think somebody didn't quite finish their question here, but we'll see if we can decipher it. Is the United Airlines premium economy option with the $800 extra per person for a transatlantic flight and any other extra luggage allowed?
So I think the remaining question would have been worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what
and
I'm thinking.
And then in parentheses, it says Austrian Air is the transatlantic portion.
Correct.
Here's where I am a little bit reluctant to make a comment with regard to whether it's worth it or not, because I have never flown Austrian Airlines transatlantic United Premium. When I have flown United Airlines Premium Economy, it has definitely been worth it. For $400 one way. So hopefully that $800 is a round trip. Because I would pay $200 to $400 more to get the premium economy amenities and space that you get on United Airlines. But since I've never done it on Austrian Air, I'm hesitant to comment on that.
Well, besides the space, what are some of the amenities involved in that?
You usually get a little amenity kit, and in it is going to be some eye shades, some hand lotion. Sometimes they have socks in there. First of all, I should also tell you, you get four more inches.
Okay.
Now, people are like, wait a minute, are you kidding? But now think about it. If you have ever sat in a seat on an airplane, and this is not me because I'm only 5'5", so that doesn't happen,
right.
But where your knees are up against that seat in front of you, think about four more inches.
Yeah.
Think about what that would do. They're a little bit wider. You get a few more amenities. If they're charging for headsets in economy, they're not charging for headsets. I've already flown on sometimes United Airlines Premium Economy, where they've actually had the noise-canceling headsets that were part of that. So it's just a nice, different little option. So, again, I would probably not pay anything more than $400. I like to pay $200 more. But $200 to $400 is typically what we see for a premium economy product over the water.
Over the water.
Yeah.
It's a long flight, right? So you're trying to get a little extra space and a little...
It is. And that's Atlantic. So if we're talking about Pacific, when I'm...
I'm just laughing at the text that just came in.
Austrian Air is like going to heaven. All right. When you just got off of LOT Airlines.
Yeah,
so LOT Airlines is the Polish airlines. And we actually just had a group that flew them. And they're very utilitarian. They do the job. But if Austrian Air is like going to heaven, go for it. Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. Well, we'd love to hear from you. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and text line is 856-1620. The Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. My name's Dayton Kane.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:35, a lot of our crew actually traveling this weekend because the Packers are in London. That pregame starts tomorrow at 5 a.m. What do you think? They're going to win?
Not only are they going to win, it's going to be so much fun because we're going to start that Packer party at about 8 a.m.
I know, right?
And then by, 11, we're just going to all be taking a nap.
There's not going to be a lot of churchgoers tomorrow.
Well, I do feel like Steve maybe it was Vince Vetrano on one of these days talked a little bit about what churches are doing so that they can accommodate that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is kind of crazy.
Moving church around the Packers. But all right. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and text line. Got a text here that says, we are traveling to Australia in a few weeks. What tips do you have to manage through the long flight to Sydney? We are flying business class on Qantas.
Okay, so first of all, they're flying on the best possible airline to be on, and then they're flying business class. But even people who are up there in business class who have the wherewithal to either completely recline or almost completely recline their seats still have issues sometimes sleeping, believe it or not.
Right.
We'll find out in February when we're flying economy class. But there's some very good tips, I guess. First of all, people find this kind of weird, but I definitely would put on compression or bed socks. When people say I'm just going to kick back and either have bare feet or have little on their feet, it's not helping your blood circulation one little bit. The other thing is to try to stay at the right temperature. So if you are uncomfortable, I recently had a flight where I just could not get warm because whatever they were doing with the fan above my seat just kept blowing cold air on me the whole entire time. And I had a couple flight attendants come over and look at it and try to figure out why, even when we had it closed, I still feel this cold air. And it made that flight pretty miserable. I know, Rose, suck it up, Sally. But
when you're in 20 hours in a seat, that's a long...
Exactly. And so you should try to make sure that you are at a comfortable a temperature. The other thing is, if you don't want to have activity around you, then what you want to do is let everybody know, hey, I'm in sleep mode. Not this thing where people might think you're half sleeping, or you're, you know, really do the thing where I've got my blanket up to my neck, I've got some light blocking eye mask on, and I might even have taken out my headphones now. So please understand, I'm sleeping. So kind of now's not the time to have a conversation with me. Download tons of stuff on your tablet. If you are on a full flight and your entertainment center decides not to work, there's nothing they can do about it. I've discovered that on a trip we had this past summer as well. That, yeah, I'm sorry your entertainment system is not working. We're full. We don't have another one for you.
Yeah.
So if I would make sure that on my computer or my iPad or my phone or all three, I have some movies downloaded, or some show series, or some Netflix, or right. some Apple TV, or something downloaded, so that I've got that. Make sure you've got a book. Again, people talk about their digital version of their book all the time, and I have an e-reader, and I do read books on my iPad. But what if something happens to that iPad? What if you lose power? What if you can't pull something up? It's good to have a real book. A real book with you.
Yeah.
So that's another suggestion. I also tell people, get up and walk around. You think, oh, I'm all snug in here and I don't want to bother anybody, but you need to have some circulation. And on some of the long haul flights, carriers do have a channel on the entertainment center that tells you what you can do in your seat to exercise.
Oh, there you go.
What you can do to move around in your seat that doesn't disrupt anybody but keeps the blood flowing a little bit.
That makes sense. I mean, I'm here 3 hours on a Saturday. If I don't get up and walk around in between once in a while and I then stand up after 3 hours, it's hard to walk.
Well,
so if I'm in a seat for 20, 24 hours.
Exactly. And then you have to think about blood clots and things like that. The other thing I love to do is I take the pillow that they give you on all international flights when I'm flying economy or anything. I put it behind my lower back. It just seems to help a little bit as well. So you usually just chuck that thing on the floor or something if you're not going to use it. But you have been using it on my lower back. It seems to give some support that way too.
Lots of good suggestions there, and you've done it. You've been
I've
there,
done
you've
it.
Done that, so you know that it works. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. We have a text here that says, we are supposed to rent a condo in Fort Myers Beach the month of February. If unavailable, could you recommend something in southern Florida with the same type of feel to that area?
You know, the first thing that came to my mind is my family years ago stayed at a place called Lauderdale by the Sea. And you can guess it's right by Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
But
sounds
Fort Lauderdale
too.
Sometimes has that spring breaky vibe and gets a little fallout from the Miami side of things. That Lauderdale by the Sea had a very similar feel to Fort Myers and the Naples area and the shopping and the restaurants and all that kind of thing. So that may be a choice.
Okay. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage and Talk and Text line. We do need to take a break. When we come back, more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 43 degrees on the way up to a high of a sunny 57, but going to be breezy, a little chilly out there today. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray, 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. We announced the big trip at the beginning of the show. Let's recap for those who joined us late.
Yeah, so Steve Scafidi was kind enough to take some time out of his Saturday schedule to join us to announce his big trip, which is coming up September 8th. It is something that it seems like it was a labor of love because we literally started talking about this before the pandemic. And then had to put it on hold and looked at a number of different itineraries. But Steve is special in so many ways. But he has a Sicilian heritage. He's been to Italy a number of times. And we want our come-along hosts to certainly host trips that have an itinerary that people are excited about.
Right.
But we also don't want to have them go to a place they've been two or three or four times before, possibly. So he had mentioned in one of the conversations that we had, he had not explored the Tuscan region extensively. And we have, Dayton, you are probably like me. I wouldn't consider myself a foodie, and I certainly wouldn't consider myself a wine connoisseur. But through the years, my tastes have changed.
Right.
And I like good, fresh, local cuisine when I travel.
Yeah, why not do it that way?
Right.
Right? That's what you're there to experience, new stuff, different stuff.
Yeah, so they're known for some amazing wine, Chianti in general, but lots of others as well. They're certainly known for their fabulous olive oil and their magnificent bread and their outstanding cheese. So right there, you hooked me,
right?
I mean, that sounds like something I would absolutely want to do. The other thing that people have said, you know, is, oh, it's a bus trip. I don't know if I want to do that. Well, here's the thing. You can't really do a river cruise successfully in that part of Italy because there isn't a river. So we can do the Po River in the northern part of Italy, but we can't. And we can end in Venice and then continue on and do land only. So we tried to make this as easy for people as possible by headquartering ourselves in Montecatini, which is in the Tuscan region, for 7 of the nights. And that's just going to be our headquarters. That's where we're going to hang out. It's a beautiful hotel. And we hate to focus so much on the hotel because we have had situations this past year where hotels have reached out to us and said, we can't accommodate your group. We don't have the staff. We don't want your group to be disappointed. So we're suggesting that you check this hotel or this hotel. They can accommodate your group. They're equal or better than ours. And so we don't like to hit or dwell too much on that. Let's put it that way. But I know this hotel. I love this hotel. We've included a bunch of dinners. We've included breakfast daily. And I think this is just right up people's alley when they're looking to do a specific region of Italy. We find when people do Italy, they try to pack too much in a short time.
Sure, because there's so much to see,
there
right?
There is. There is. Yeah. And so we're trying really hard to focus on just that region. But then as we were putting that itinerary together, I thought, man, oh man, we got to go to Florence. We've got to see that. So we added those two nights in, which is what we're doing. So 7 nights in Montecatini, 2 nights in Florence, and then it's going to be fabulous. So you want more information, here's what you do. You go to our website, foxworldtravel.com. You go to the resources tab and you will find vacation travel shows and events. And when you click on that, you will find Explore Tuscany with Steve Scaviti. It's a virtual travel show. I will be doing most of the narrating. Steve will be joining us and giving us his input. It's at 6 p.m. on the 25th of October. And we'd love to have you join us on that. We know that when you go to our website and you go to travel, you will find Fox Group Vacations. You will find it under 2023 European guided land tours. But when you go to click on book it, it's not live yet.
Right.
We want to make it live Monday morning. So we're going to do that. If you can't wait till then, contact us. Someone will reach out to you the moment it's up and available. So, yeah, here's a funny text. I'm allergic to wine. Can I safely do the Italy trip? Absolutely. I will help you find something you can drink. How about that? So I sometimes do have a little allergic reaction to certain wines.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's some of the additives. I mean, actually, when you're in Europe, there's usually not additives. That's why people say, how can I drink this much wine and never have a hangover the next day. I think it has something.
It's more natural.
It feels like it. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, so we'd love to have you join us or even start the ball rolling. Just start the conversation. We have a limited amount of seats. It's however many seats there are in the motor coach. And Steve and his wife, Kathy, and I take up 3 of them. So so I'd love to be able to say I'm for sure going on this trip. I think we're going to work it out. But at this point, I hate to admit that because I do have a conflict. So we're working on that right now. But by the 25th, we'll have resolved that.
All right. The show always goes fast. There's only one segment left. Get your calls in, 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Bucks tip off at around 11 today. Packers play tomorrow at 8:30, and the Brewers are done.
Yeah, that's very sad.
I didn't mean to say that. Sorry. Let's
that
keep
came off really harsh.
All right.
Hey, so I do have an answer on the a text on the Cancun thing. So let's read that one.
So let's go through that one. So it says, we're going to be staying at one of your favorites in January, the El Dorado Royale.
Yay.
You do talk about that one a lot.
We do.
Does Cancun still require a Vista tax and eco tax?
Okay, so this is why you want to work with somebody like me, because if I don't know, I can quickly reach out.
You know someone who knows.
I know someone. So we have a destination wedding specialist who texted the director of travel this past week and said, she's flying into Cancun now. She said, they handed out customs and immigration forms on the plane, but no one was collecting them at the Cancun airport, and the customs agent told her they're no longer going to use them. Okay. And she just needed a passport and her flight information. No one was collecting visitor tax when they departed Cancun.
Wow.
So the texter was asking that because one of the things that was very concerning is that Cancun said they were going to have this, it was called a visa tax, and it was a visitor's tax. That was a play on words. And it was like $11 a person or something like that. And they encouraged people to prepay it. So we were having people prepay it, only to find out that we didn't really know exactly what was going on with it. And we also found out that if you didn't prepay it, you could pay it at the airport. But nobody was really enforcing it. They would randomly stop people and say, hey, did you pay your visitor tax? And you'd say no. And then they'd herd you over to this place and you'd pay it. Oh, there were people, you may recall, for those of you who go to Cancun, there were people with signs at the escalator that you take up to go to immigration saying, did you pay your visitor tax? And then you say, oh, no, I didn't. But I'd blow right by those people. So I don't know what's going on with that. So to answer the question, it looks like no and no.
Okay.
No, no, and no.
All right. Another one here from the 715 says, does Rose have any recommendations for brands of noise-canceling headphones or specific features to look for?
Okay. So Bose would be my number one. If you can afford a Bose headset, those are always the best. What you want to know about, there are headphones that are not noise canceling.
Right.
So noise canceling headphones, actually, even if you're not listening to anything, you can still put them on and they cancel out the noise around you.
Right.
So you don't even have to have music on. But Sony has some pretty decent noise canceling sets as well. So there you go.
Yeah, and we got a text that reiterated what you just said. They had 200 people in Cancun, no longer need customs and immigrations form, Vista tax signs there, but not being enforced.
There you go. So, I mean, I'd hate to just blatantly say no, because if this texter did in fact see that the signs were still there.
Yeah, just go buy them.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you pay your tax? Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
Yes.
All right, so we have about 2 minutes left. Let's wrap it up.
Okay, so Steve Scafidi, this is what we've been waiting for. It seems like an eternity. I know Steve and I feel that way because we've been talking about it for so long. It's September 8th to September 18th. Explore Tuscany with Steve Scafidi, and we're going to headquarter ourselves in Monte Catini for 7 nights and then 2 additional nights in Florence. You can get more information by going to our resources tab, go to vacation travel shows and events, find the registration form to RSVP. Again, I hate to do this because our marketing people are probably saying, Rose, stop doing that. But if you sign up and just can't make it, you're going to get an email the very next day with the link in it to that particular event. And we also know that you can also see it 3 or 4 days later when we post it on our website. So that's one way of doing it. But I'm telling you right now, I think this thing is going to sell out. Travel, go under the travel website. You'll find vacation travel under that. You'll find the group travel. 2023 Europe guided land tours. His trip shows up there as well. It's not live yet. It will be live Monday morning. I would reach out as quickly as possible if you want more information on this, because I think it is probably going to sell out. I feel like, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you go with Steve?
I know.
To Italy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so what are the hours people can start calling on Monday?
So 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 866-GO-FOX-GO. You can also go to our website this weekend and hit a Contact Us button, and the people that sort those out on Monday will sort out and hand it off to somebody who's there and able to help you, and we'll get this ball rolling.
All right, have a great week. Always good to have you.
Hey, good Packer game. It'll be fun.
Danny Clayton and Annex Wealth Management up next with Money Talk on WTMJ.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.